Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here at youtube.com/ Steven Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscription button, the subscribe button, and the little notify bell next to it. Today, one of our good friendos, Nicholas Groskirth, currently watching this in a live stream format because he's a great patron on the Patreon, said that YouTube attempted to unsubscribe him.
Not cool.
Wow. Conspiracies abound, Larson.
Not cool.
So make sure that YouTube has not unsubscribed you from the Going In Raw channel so you always know when you get new Going In Raw content. In addition, if you really want to support the show, you can go to the iOS podcast app and leave us a rating or a review. If you want to support the show financially and get some rewards in exchange for that, you can always go to the Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of reward tiers. Right now, we've got 62 people watching. We open this live stream up, this podcast up for live stream to all of our dollar patrons because this is the post-Survivor Series Raw. And because Survivor Series was the one day out of the year when both brands go head-to-head, tomorrow's SmackDown recap will be for $1 patrons as well.
Yes.
It's a great way to support the show.
We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/Going In Raw starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wednesday, November 22nd. Huge sale on Pro Wrestling Tees.
Hold off until Wednesday, probably afternoon. Isn't it like noon central or
I have it right here.
When is it?
6 p.m. Oh, sorry. 11 a.m. central.
11 a.m. Central.
9 o'clock Pacific. Noon Eastern.
Noon Eastern.
Their Black Friday sale begins.
Goes huge.
From Wednesday all the way to Monday.
Yeah, this is the biggest sale of the year.
Yeah, and look what came up just in time.
Yeah.
Steve, if you will, please.
All right, let's put these shirts on because we got these special ordered for us in advance.
Yes.
Look at that. Got your
Cold Water Larson shirts here. You got my huge face.
Yeah.
If you're not into wearing my ugly face on your shirt, this one over here with just words on it. Not going to happen.
You're so worried about people not wanting to wear it. I'm sad I did this so that shirt is on me.
Because
I want your face on my body.
Okay.
Yeah, man. That's what I want. And, of course, we also have the ever-popular, hey.
Slow Wolf.
Hey, man, this has been selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, it's been a top seller.
Top seller on the Going In Raw Pro Wrestling Tee Store. Hey.
Hey.
You're not me.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
That's my thing.
That's
though.
This one and this one.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's Elgato Stream Deck. We can do all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, starting tomorrow, 20% off all of it.
Yeah, it's all great. Here, look, all of it. See, look, they're all there now.
Oh, wow.
It's great.
In addition, too many shirts.
Power Rank Best Shirts, and then Chat Trivia.
Oh, my God.
And here's our Twitter handle right there.
Just visual diarrhea for you.
Pretty much. Well, I saw Justice League last night. So
I'm inspired.
I'm inspired. Exactly. Anyways, this is a movie podcast, Larson. We're here to talk about wrestling.
Yeah.
And last night, so it kind of feels like, so Survivor Series, one of the big four, and we usually get like the big, obviously, Raw after Mania. We got the Raw after SummerSlam this year was kind of a big deal. Now it looks like it kind of had a feel last night of a Raw after a big four. It was Raw after Survivor Series. We had a couple of NXT call-ups, a huge return, a big title change, a lot of big stuff happening last night.
Yeah, no, I know.
It was a good show.
It was okay. Usually when I watch Raw, I start late.
Yeah.
So I could fast forward through the commercials.
Yeah.
Last night I didn't do that, so it felt like it dragged a bit for me.
Oh, yeah, you have to be careful with that. Because so what I do is I watch it live on for the East Coast feed because I get that through the Xfinity app. And just like during the commercials when I'm doing the house husband stuff, doing the dishes, cleaning up, making dinner. I made burritos last night.
That sounds good.
They're good. I was very happy with my burritos. Just meat and cheese, man.
A lot of meat.
Ground beef.
No beans.
That's filler. I just want meat and cheese. But I saw
beans are good for you. They provide quality nutrition.
I don't care about any of that. I fry the burritos. They're
great. No, that's fine. Yeah. All the more reason to add beans to it so you get some nutrition in your burrito.
But I don't care about that at all.
You should.
At all. That's not for to. That's not so for my
it,
burritos.
Do you top it with lettuce or salsa or guacamole?
Sour cream.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's they're so good though. Holy crap, they're so good.
See, I used to not be huge on beans in my burrito either.
Yeah.
And then I changed my diet and I discovered the joy that beans provide.
I mean, do you feel them working inside your body?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I well in the form of what farting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I like farting too. I'm just saying, beans and beef and cheese. That's all I need.
Yeah, just toss some refried beans in there.
No, I've done that before.
That's good.
When it fills out, but I got like 2.5 pounds of beef last night, and like half the people in this house
just a little layer of beans, man. No. Give yourself some fiber. No, help all that pass through.
I eat plenty of fiber.
Okay,
stop telling me how to do my stuff. I've never.
Better. You should eat better, Steve.
I've never. That's definitely true. I've never had your burritos before.
Oh, you should.
I don't know. Probably full of weird crap.
No, it's
beans. You get it. What's that place you shop at?
Beans.
Sprout.
Meat. Sprouts.
Yeah.
Beans.
It's all weird stuff.
Meat. I don't put cheese on mine, but you're welcome to put cheese in yours. And sometimes...
No, I know I'm welcome to do whatever I want with my damn burritos.
Sometimes I fry them up too. And then some salsa, some guacamole, and some hot sauce. Awesome.
I doubt your burritos are all that good.
They're good, man.
Have you ever actually made burritos?
Yeah.
I don't think
you make them all the time.
You've never... That's not definitely not true.
That's definitely true.
Every time you come over with you've a burrito, never been you to say...
I've brought homemade burritos over here before.
That you always say your wife made.
No, that's not true.
That's what you always say.
No.
That is absolutely what you always say.
No, you're imagining things.
Man, we're not giving the people a very good show.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Too busy debating like an old married couple.
It's kind of our shtick, though, man. Like, if they haven't gotten used to that, then they should kind of GTFO. Anyways, let's talk about Raw. Open up with Stephanie McMahon. I'm glad they addressed them. I'm glad Triple H actually came out last night. Stephanie McMahon came out, dropped a promo. Triple H came out. Kurt Angle came out. Jason Jordan came out.
Well, yeah. Stephanie came out strictly, it seemed, to introduce her husband.
Yeah.
He came out as soon as he hit the ring, pretty much, right as he was about to maybe say something. Kurt Angle comes out.
Uh-huh.
Says, if you ever do that again, I'm going to approach you not as general manager, but as wrestler, and I'm going to beat you up.
Yeah.
Jason Jordan comes out. He wants a match against Triple H tonight. And then, you know, some talk, someone said something about Triple H not fearing anybody. Triple H say that?
Yeah.
Did he talk the whole segment?
No, he didn't say a word. He didn't say one word. Stephanie did all the talking. She said, Jason Jordan, you're so naive to think that in the mood that my husband is in, he wouldn't tear you limb from limb tonight.
She definitely said, not afraid of anybody.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Hit Braun's music.
Yeah.
He comes out. Braun wants a piece of Triple H.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie says, all right, Jason Jordan, Braun Strowman, you both want a piece of my husband. You fight tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the match made. No one fought Triple H last night.
Nobody. He didn't fight last night.
No.
He's not on the full-time roster.
No.
He's a suit.
Yes. Part-timer.
Who now is transitioning into a Hogan-esque wrestler, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. Anyways, next up we got just a straight-up match between Finn Balor and Samoa. They've got some unfinished business. Quite a bit of controversy. Not with the finish of this match, but sort of in the aftermath.
That was fairly decisive.
Yeah, I know. We talked about in the Daily episode of Going in Raw Daily today.
Yeah.
The idea that Finn lost this match. It was a really good match.
It was good.
Finn lost clean. Ended up passing out. He didn't tap out. So that was good. Passed out Samoa Joe.
Yeah. Coquina Clutch.
Coquina Clutch.
As you said, good match, gave it plenty of time.
Yeah.
But there was talk today via the Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer.
Yes.
That
the Observer of Wrestling.
Yeah, that Vince apparently has gone cold when it comes to Finn Balor.
Yeah, he's getting one of those cold water Larson shirts.
Yeah, he's
on
looking
Finn
at
Balor.
Finn versus Brock at the Rumble and saying not going to happen.
And we talk about a little bit in the Daily. We'll go into it here too. I'm not look. He just won
a match against AJ Styles.
Which, granted, he was probably going to lose to Sister Abigail, but in the end, he was going to get the better of that feud.
Yes.
He just beat AJ Styles in a very, very good match that had a lot of buzz around it. He's incredibly over. I would imagine his merchandise sells like crazy.
Yeah.
I have a really hard time believing that 2 months out of the Rumble, that's said and done.
Well, at least set in stone.
And I doubt that last night's decision. Number one, do you think this Finn Balor Samoa Joe thing is done with?
It's entirely possible this feud can directly lead,
yeah,
storyline wise, to a match against Lesnar.
I kind of feel like that's the case.
Balor loses to Joe maybe one more time. He eventually overcomes that defeats Joe, setting up the fact that, okay, Finn Balor can compete and win against a larger competition.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Meltzer seemed like he was reading way too much into how the match was booked last night, because Joe had the upper hand for a majority of the match.
Right.
They could be laying the groundwork for a story. We just need to give it time.
There weren't a lot of fresh faces, if you will, at Survivor Series in that big match. He was one of them.
Yeah.
It was Red Balor this time.
Yes, Red Balor.
And so I would, yeah, I, like you said, I think there was a little bit too much reading into the match last night. If he got into a program with Elias and lost, I would definitely say there's an issue here.
Yes.
You know, we have a problem.
Losing to Joe is not like a massive burial.
In a match that, granted, I know they fought before Survivor Series and had that great brawl that ended up in like a nothing, in a countout or whatever it was.
Oh, the match on Raw?
Yeah, I know they had that.
Yeah.
But this seemed like it was kicking off something.
Something proper,
he's
yes.
not simply going, because also on top of that, there's any number of things Joe can do. There's any number of things Finn can do. But it just feels right for them to be going more with this, and mm-hmm. that leading possibly
to a storyline with Brock.
We're 2 months away from the Rumble. There's a lot of time there. So him, or we mentioned this in the Daily as well, Seth Rollins, both make a lot of sense to take on Brock. But Finn makes the most sense, to be completely honest with you. I mean,
we have seen Brock versus Seth before, back when Seth was champion.
So the next Raw pay-per-view is
Royal Rumble.
It's the Royal Rumble. So 2 months out. I will almost guarantee between now and the Rumble, they're going to do some sort of Raw Super Show.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's a Christmas Day episode.
It could be. It could be. There's the possibility that we could see Demon Balor defeat Joe in their blow-off at that time, mm-hmm. which would bring us to Lesnar versus Balor.
Yep.
That could make sense.
Entirely possible.
It's also very possible. They have no idea what they're going to do.
That's the most likely.
That's the most likely
scenario.
Yeah. next up, Kurt Angle and Jason Jordan. I am not huge into this Kurt Angle. He's always having to baby and coddle Jason Jordan.
That's just a storyline. I think it's going to go places.
It's so irritating.
That's the point, I think.
Yeah. You're probably right. I just want him to slap Jason Jordan. Is that what they're aiming
that's the
at?
Point, I believe, yeah.
is everybody on board with that? I mean, do you feel the same way? You just want Kurt to slap Jason?
No, because I'm appreciating Jason Jordan's performance. I think he's doing this kind of whiny thing really well.
What I'm saying is buying into the storyline, okay? Buying into it. Do you want to see Kurt slap Jason?
No, I don't suspend my disbelief that much.
Really?
No.
That's weird.
If I'm watching this as a wrestling show, picking it apart, that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, but you're supposed to enjoy the product as they're presenting to you as well.
I'm enjoying Jason Jordan's performance.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying Kurt Angle's performance, but I'm watching it as performers performing.
You know, there's no sense of, man, I would love in the storyline right now for Kurt just to slap the crap out of Jason. I do.
Good.
I'm like, I'd like this to be done with right now.
It's still kind of real to you, huh?
It kind of is. I mean, that's kind of the fun of it. I know some of us don't like to have fun around here. That's okay.
I love to have fun.
I don't think you do. Anyways.
Fun for me is picking up this guitar over here and
oh my God,
playing a song or two.
You have fun by annoying the crap out of me, because that's what happens.
No,
when you
annoying
pick up that guitar.
Annoying you is just a byproduct of me having fun. It's not the goal in and of itself.
A happy surprise. What happened is Kurt Angle, Jason Jordan crap. Jason Jordan, he was just sort of...
Oh, that's where he goes to Kurt and he's like, I'll have this match against Braun Strowman, but I'm still hurt. I'm hurt.
Yeah. he was kind of like, kind of getting geeked about it, and then he wasn't geeked about it.
And then Kurt said something, he said, I can't play out the match, it's going to look bad on me.
Yeah.
And then Jason Jordan says, well, yeah, you did all this hurt, you've been hurt before, so yeah, I can do it.
And then by the end, he's like convincing himself that he's going to make Braun Strowman be scared of him.
Yeah.
Which I actually really like Braun Strowman's interview a little bit later, which we'll get to.
Yes.
But yeah, I just wanted Kurt to slap the crap out of Jason.
Jason Jordan is doing his job.
It means creative has set something up. Stop. You're all over Jason Jordan.
I think he's good.
Oh, he's so annoying.
His character,
honestly, okay, his character is annoying, but I'm not too sure his character falls far
from...
Or
is he just that good?
No, he's not. I can guarantee you it's not that, my friend. Anyways, Asuka versus Dana Brooke. Dana Brooke.
See, that when I watched this match, I thought to myself, all right, give it like 3 more minutes. This is how they should have booked at least the second match between Asuka and Emma.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
where Emma tries to get some offense in, but does nothing to Asuka.
Yeah.
At least the second match should have been booked that way. I feel like the first match should have been booked that way.
I loved when Dana Brooke slapped Asuka in disrespect, and then Corey Graves was saying, no, you shouldn't be doing that. And Booker T says, what is she supposed to do? Pat her on the back? Say, hey, good job. Shake her hand. You know, I love that. That was great. Booker T, dude, he's the freaking best.
He is awesome.
He's so good. I'm pretty sure he doesn't take any direction out there. anyways, yeah, Dana Brooke cut a promo. I really want Dana Brooke to succeed. I feel so bad. Like, you know, you remember what happened to her or her boyfriend passed away? That one's sad.
Yeah, that's
so
bummer, sad. Man.
But anyways, Asuka beat the living crap out of her.
Yeah.
Man. That freaking kick to her head at the end there. That was something else. Anyways, Asuka, in case I had to say it, Asuka won.
Asuka won.
Yeah. Next up, we had Miz TV with guest Roman Reigns.
Yeah, he was initially scheduled to be sole guest.
He didn't come down alone.
No, the rest of the Shield crashed the party.
It's a good thing, too, because, A, it was a crowd that was into the Miz.
Yeah.
And I think most crowds are starting to get into the Miz now.
Yeah.
Like, it's a more and more thing. And on top of that, if rumors are to be believed, the outcome of this match that they had for the Intercontinental Championship is leading to Miz going away to film some stuff, which means he's going to return at some point, and people usually pop for returns.
Yes.
I'm not sure how long Miz is going to be able to be a heel anymore.
I know. It's getting to the point where he's getting so over as a heel that people are going to cheer for him regardless. For example, during the back and forth between the Shield and the Miz, the crowd starts chanting, Miz is awesome.
Uh-huh.
And both Seth and Dean looked a little flustered. They know how to react. And of all people, Roman Reigns killed it. That's what he said. He said, I've been all over the world, and this is the first time I've ever heard that chant.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Great improv.
Yeah.
And he said something else afterwards. I don't remember, because I just noted that bit down.
Mm-hmm.
That was solid. Good job, Roman Reigns. Improving on the mic. And then, you know, they get to talking about how Dean and Seth are going to get those tag titles back. And then Seth's like, sorry, Roman. I don't mean to make you feel out of place here. And so that leads to Roman saying to Miz, I like that title.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
It killed me.
That was good.
Challenged the Miz to an Intercontinental title match that night.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a brawl. Curtis Axel took a knee from Seth, three deeds from Dean.
Yeah, I like that. I like that Bo Dallas got some words in.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, because they said if you want to get to the Miz, you have to get by us.
Yeah, that was good.
The Miztourage.
The thing that I like, and they got through him pretty easily.
Yeah.
Roman, when he doesn't, I'm not going to say when there's no pressure, because no matter what, when you're in front of 15,000 people.
Well, and then when you're or 10,000 ordained as next top guy, that's got to be a huge amount of pressure.
Right. When you're ordained as next top guy and you're shoved into this like peg, basically, or this hole, right, where you have to do A, B, C, and D. And deliver these things with zero amount of improvisational breathing room.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the case whenever he's forced to do the Roman Reigns experiment thing.
Yeah.
That's when it falls apart. That's when he turns into Mr. Roboto.
Mm-hmm.
When he's out there with his buddies and he's in, and let's face it, the Intercontinental Championship for him is a no-pressure situation, and he's out there with the Miz, and he's out there with his friends, that's a no-pressure situation.
Yeah.
And so when the crowd throws Miz is awesome out there, and he's the one who sort of laughs, and you're right, with much charisma and with, you know, a very...
Confidence.
With confidence. He says, man, I've been in a lot of plays. I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah.
That's perfect for him.
Yes.
But then... You know, pivoting him, and I know this is going to happen with the Mania build.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to happen with the Mania build. We're going to see that stupid tug of war thing with the belt, that kind of stuff where they script, okay, this moment this happens, that moment this happens.
His best moments on the mic are the ones where it feels unscripted and he feels comfortable.
It's off the cuff.
Put that beef away.
Right, exactly.
I doubt that was scripted.
Yeah, it's off the cuff.
Yeah.
And it feels awesome and it feels great. Otherwise, it feels like he's just... You know, he looks claustrophobic.
Yeah. I like that title.
I like that title.
That was great.
Braun Strowman interview came next. I liked this because I think it was Charlie, or maybe it was Renee. It was Charlie. She said, Jason Jordan said that he's not afraid of you. And Braun said, good. Everybody else is. He actually gave like some sideways praise to Jason Jordan. That was funny. Good. Braun is the best.
Braun is the best. He is fantastic.
I will say this. So we're not going to Mania.
No.
I will be if Braun somehow, some way, and I don't think this is going to happen at all.
Gets a Universal title match against Brock.
I think Vince is going all in on Roman Reigns.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah. Well, an injury could happen.
Yeah, 2% botch injury. If Braun Strowman is booked against Brock Lesnar and Braun is given the Roman push, I will be kind of disappointed we didn't go.
Well, we still have time. If it seemed like it's going that way.
I don't want to go.
But
I'm not over 50% disappointed that we won't go.
Oh,
so it has to be over that, yeah.
All right.
It's like a good 23%.
What if Kenny Omega signed?
Oh.
It's him and AJ.
You know what, man? Once you've seen Kenny Omega at PWG and at G1 Special in USA, what do I need to see him in the WWE for?
What if he's wrestling AJ Styles?
Nah, I'd rather see that on the TV. Mm. Yeah.
You know, pony up $2,000 for ringside for that?
Is ringside only $2,000?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'd do that. Isn't ringside all like part of like a $6,000 package or something?
Well, you can get the travel package, but you can get ringside individually. I'm sure the first three rows are all sold out by now, but
yeah, I don't know. We'll see where we are a year from now. He's not signing anyways.
Oh, matter. I know.
Next up, we had Dean Ambrose versus Sheamus. This was, I think at this point, I was kind of like, oh, this again. Look, man, I like these guys. They've had some
I just don't
really
want this
fun
to,
matches.
I don't want them to spin their wheels on this feud till the Rumble or something.
Yeah, I know.
They need to wrap it up.
Dude, they need something. Like, I mean, we had some NXT call-ups last night. There were some unusual, surprising ones, but it wasn't Authors of Pain. Give me Authors of Pain, man.
Maybe the Revival will be the Shield's next feud.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Or even Thebar's next feud. I don't know. Something.
Anyways, Ambrose won with Dirty Deeds. Seth got involved a little bit. Cesaro got involved a little bit. It wasn't a bad match. It just felt like something we'd seen.
No, dude, these guys
countless times before.
These guys can put on good matches. They really can.
Yeah.
But seen it so many times. I don't like spinning of the wheels.
Exactly.
Next up, Jason Jordan was asking Matt Hardy in the locker room for some advice about Braun Strowman, since Matt Hardy's had a little bit of experience with Braun Strowman. Matt Hardy talked about his experience with big men in the WWE, Brock Lesnar, Big Show, but he really put over Braun Strowman.
Yeah, and then he's culminated by saying he has to realize that some days just aren't your day.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Wonderful.
Yes.
Next up, Alexa Bliss comes down.
Talks about her loss to Charlotte at Survivor Series a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mickie James comes out. She wants a shot. Everybody wants a shot. Bayley comes out. Sasha Banks comes out. Alicia Fox comes out.
Everybody but the one person who should have come out, which was Asuka.
Yeah.
But we'll find out why in a second. Kurt Angle comes out and he says, all right, fatal four-way for number one contendership. Go.
No, I don't think he actually said that. I think commentators said that he did, but he never actually showed up.
Kurt didn't come out?
I don't think so. I didn't make a note of it.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Kurt came out.
Oh, I'm thinking the Cruiserweight thing. Because that was supposed to be a one-on-one match, and then they cut the commercial and came back, and it was a 4-on-4 match. That's where I got confused.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. I was like, I'm tripping. Look, man, I don't pay that close attention, but I kind of pay attention.
Okay.
Anyways, look, I'm not talking crap. You put together wonderful notes every week, multiple times.
Some weeks notes are better than others.
Yeah. Anyways. So, yeah, he said, fatal four-way, go. So they went, and then, I don't know.
They cut the commercial, and like a minute and a half after coming back from commercial, you hear Paige's music.
Yeah.
She comes out. Great pop. Yes, Chance.
Huge pop. She is so, I forgot how freaking natural she is on the mic with that level of pressure coming back after everything that's happened. For her to mosey on out and be as natural and free-flowing on the mic. And nobody can deliver the word, the phrase, I'm back, without sounding really forced and cheesy, but she did.
Mm-hmm.
She came off really, really well. I thought she looked great. I was really happy to see her. And she said, I'm back, and I didn't come alone. And then she sort of looks back, and nobody comes out behind her. And then you notice in the ring, Sonya Deville from NXT.
Well, Paige starts walking down the ring.
And Mandy Rose both come in and start tearing it up.
Yeah.
And then Paige gets in, delivers a, what is
Rampage.
It? A Rampage. What's the
on
Paige
Bayley.
Turn?
That's a different move.
Okay. Rampage on Bayley looked great. They looked great. New faction in the women's division.
Yes.
I'm excited about this.
As am I. It's good to see. We were worried about Sonya Deville's chances in NXT.
Oh, man, yeah.
With the signing of Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried about the chances of Shayna Baszler. I'm not really worried about
her. No, I'm not either. But now that Sonya Deville got brought up, no worry about overlap of similar characters.
Yeah.
She should be good to go.
Well, they also, like, her packaging. I don't know what Baszler's sort of packaging is going to be like.
I would assume it'd be something similar to what she had been using.
Well, I think it's going to be a bit more realistically MMA. As Sonya Deville has, like, a costume-ish thing going on as opposed to MMA gear going on, you know? Yeah. And so there's some distinction there. And then, you know, just character stuff, you know.
No, I know, but the idea that they're both former MMA fighters.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, I mean, and a lot of people were crowing about this, you know, why these two? And because they're Paige's henchmen. This is, mm-hmm. I think this is perfect for both these
people.
Yeah,
I agree. Because at first I thought, oh, it'd be cool if the iconic duo had come out, but then at the same time, I was like, I don't want them to be
Paige's
henchmen. I want them to be their own established thing.
Yeah.
This is perfect, especially for Mandy Rose, who's barely on NXT TV. Mm-hmm. We saw her in a couple house shows.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect opportunity for especially her and Sonya Deville to really kind of hone their craft without being out there in the spotlight all by themselves.
Right, right. So, no, I agree with all that. I am... so, apparently... a couple of the other ladies from the NXT women's division are in town for SmackDown.
Oh, maybe we'll see the iconic duo on SmackDown.
Not them. Somebody else.
But it's not going to be Nikki Cross.
Not going to mention it here.
Because, well, if I name them, will you tell me?
No.
Oh. I also, when we were playing like a little game here. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later.
Well, give me one clue.
Oh, I don't want to spoil it for the people. I won't spoil it for the people.
Here, type it on the notes so I know.
All right.
There we go. Because after that, backstage.
Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan. How do you spell Morgan? A-N?
Yeah.
These two.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. You just straight up spoiled it for everybody. Wow.
I don't look. Everybody's in. Paige was at Backstage Raw last week. She hadn't come. Oh, she just came in.
Yeah.
You never know.
They're clearing out potentially space in the NXT Women's Division for the new signings from the Mae Young Classic. Probably. Yeah.
Hey, I love this, though, man. More people, more depth, yep. More stories,
yep.
More feuds.
Exactly.
You know.
After the attack backstage, they interview with Renee Young,
mm-hmm.
Paige, mm-hmm. Sonya Deville, mm-hmm. Mandy Rose.
Mm-hmm.
That was interrupted by Alexa Bliss.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of like, hey, thanks for that. And then they attacked Alexa Bliss.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it looks like we're going to get Paige versus Alexa Bliss coming up.
So was this a face turn for Alexa Bliss?
No.
Are they going to be able to pull off a Paige? Because this is always the tricky thing. When there's a return and people are excited about a return.
Yeah.
And they're a heel immediately.
I don't know if you could necessarily say they were heel, though. Just because they attacked everybody.
Because they attacked all the faces and everybody.
But they also attacked the heel, though.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't necessarily mean that's a
undisputed era, heel or face. Because kind of similar.
I guess you kind of... But see, here's the thing. Authors of Pain have been heel from the get-go, and yet Roderick Strong joins them, and then they're tweeners now, essentially.
Sanity were heels from the get-go, and now they're faces.
And they turn face to go against Authors of Pain.
But nobody hates Undisputed Era.
No.
Like, people are freaked out by Authors of Pain. They're damn good heels.
Yeah.
Really good heels. Sanity, I think people always just thought were cool.
Yeah.
You know? But Undisputed Era, nobody hates them. Like, Bobby Roode comes out and he freaking, you know, runs down the crowd, says, you're a bunch of slobs. I want some people with suits in here. That's a heel.
Yeah. I mean, what little talking Adam Cole's done has just been, hey, we're here to run this place, essentially.
I mean, I don't know. Cool bad guys, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool bad guys.
Yeah.
That's what Paige and...
Tweeners. They're tweeners.
I guess tweeners, yeah. You know, go around beating everybody up.
Yeah.
But doesn't that...
But they're not doing this because they're mean.
Yeah.
They're just trying to make an impact.
I mean, I do like the viciousness of that promo, though, when Alexa Bliss was like, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
all
yeah.
of a sudden, she's trying to be, like, cordial.
Yeah.
It's funny because Lacey was watching with me at the time, and she just started a new office, and like she's like, dude, everybody's like rude to me there. Like I show up and I'm like trying to make small talk, and they just ignore me. I'm like, well, they don't know you. And then like, she like she landed a position as like everybody's boss, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're their boss now. You know, you got to give them time to get to know your charming personality, Lace. And then she was watching that. She's like, look, that's exactly what happened to me at my job. I was like, really? You're abused like that? So anyways.
Next, Braun Strowman versus Jason Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Not much of a match because Jason sold knee injury, was outside the ring. Kane came in and beat up Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Shoved a chair in his larynx.
Mm-hmm.
So Strowman was, you know, kayfabe, struggling to breathe, walking up the ramp.
Yeah.
So we're going to get more Kane versus Braun.
That spot disturbs the crap out of me, by the way. I hate that. I've seen that before.
Yeah, me too.
I can't stand it. You know what it always reminds me of? It reminds me of when, I think it was RVD, accidentally landed wrong on Triple H's throat ages ago, like 10 years ago. And Triple H legitimately got like a crushed whatever in here.
Larynx, yeah.
Probably. And like if they didn't treat him really quick, it was bad. Like if he didn't have like the muscles that he has it would have been like even way worse. I don't like when they mess with the throat, man.
Yeah, I know.
Because dying via freaking
suffocation.
Oh, it'd be terrible.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
It'd be terrible. Like 15,000 people and you're like, I can't breathe.
Oh, God. That's horrifying. So that'd be scary.
That'd be very scary. Wait, as opposed to what? It sounds like you're referencing a conversation we had before.
Yeah, for Ask Stephen Larson.
Ooh, my phone's blowing up. What's that?
That's going up on Thursday, our Ask Stephen Larson episode.
Oh, that was a pretty dark conversation. Feel free to cut any of that if you want to.
Oh, no, it's all fine.
Okay, that's good.
We just talk about death. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Next, a bunch of cruiserweights are in the ring with Enzo.
Yeah.
He was talking on
Man! I was flipping, hoping for a Tommy.
Same here.
I was, because if you notice,
there were five heels and only four faces. I know.
And Enzo was like, where's Kalisto? And I was like, I don't want him.
He said his bags got lost. They stay in the same city, man. They're still in Houston. These bags got lost at the airport. He didn't go anywhere.
I like that he was wearing like a silk Enzo robe.
He's wearing a boxing robe.
Yeah, boxing robe. Yeah. And he just looked like a lounge robe, though.
I think Corey Graves said, look at our cruiserweight champion coming out here in his pajamas.
Yeah, that's what it kind of
looked like.
His
pants looked like pajama pants.
Yeah, it did.
So anyways, that turned into an eight-man cruiserweight match. Noam Dar, Drew Gulak, Arya Davari, Tony Nese taking on Rich Swann, Cedric Alexander, Mustafa Ali, and Akira Tozawa. Before the match started, both Cedric and Rich Swann said, hey, we're just out here, same reason anybody's out here, to get a shot at the cruiserweight belt.
Yeah, and Enzo was like, he said, if you're not getting on the Zo train,
you're getting left behind.
Left behind or some bad metaphor. For not getting a shot at his title.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Decent enough match, but it seemed fairly inconsequential because there really weren't any storyline implications. It was just a showcase
match. Yeah, I know. And it's a showcase of the same people that we see all the time. And that's why I was really hoping. Although I know that, like, so the crowd's not probably going to pop for Hideo Itami necessarily. He didn't.
You never know. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville got NXT chance.
Yeah, that's true. Look, I'm not saying that they wouldn't. I'm just wondering if his debut on 205 Live is going to be as high profile a position as that. I think it should be.
Yeah.
I think it'd be wise. You don't want to put him in there immediately with Brian Kendrick. I like Brian Kendrick. Don't get me wrong. I'm not slagging the guy off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying have him immediately attack Enzo. That being said, Tommy's not an Enzo level personality, and I think that whoever they bring out against Enzo, it's got to be like a Johnny Gargano type guy who I feel has a connection, the ability to connect with the crowd on a great level. And thirdly, I love a Tommy as a heel.
Yeah, me too.
So,
what if they bring up Gargano and then Enzo enlists the help of Ciampa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrifying. Ciampa's great.
He's
legit scary.
Well, and that's why he's called the Psycho Killer.
Yeah.
Next, we had Kurt checking up on his son backstage.
Again.
Jason Jordan.
How many times this guy got to check up on his freaking kid?
Storyline, man.
That's terrible. Awful. What if we're sitting here doing a podcast and every 2 seconds I go, hold on, I gotta go check in Alabama. Nobody want to see that. Oh, maybe they would. See a little cute pop little face. But anyways, nobody wants to see Jason Jordan. Man, he whines a lot. Alabama whines a lot, though, too. So maybe they wouldn't want to see that. Anyways, Jason Jordan, he's the trainer.
Yeah. And then The Miz pops in and tries to convince Kurt to not have the Intercontinental title match that night. And Kurt says,
everybody
I'm in the middle
to
of something.
Back out of their matches with Kurt, man.
I know.
Kurt, get me out of this match.
They take him. They find him in a position where he's attending to his injured child, son.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Little kid.
Yeah.
Mentally little kid.
And then try to take advantage of the situation to get what they want.
Yeah. Nepotism run rampant.
Yeah.
That idiot child of his. Dan, I hope that Triple H gets eliminated first and then the Team Raw wins. Shut up. Get out of here. You're grounded.
Next, Elias. He sings.
Oh, man. I love Elias. He's great.
He's showing some guitar chops, too, last night.
I'm telling you.
Busting out a solo.
Look, man, it's all coming back to my original thesis on Elias. He's really good at guitar.
He's good.
He's really good at guitar.
I can do what he did.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't. You can't even get through one whole song.
That's not true.
That is true.
But if I was out there playing every night, I'd be able to do all that.
He's really good.
He's good.
And he fakes being bad.
Yeah, he does fake being bad.
He's really good.
He's good.
He's
not
very
really
good.
Good.
You know who I hate, though? Matt Hardy, because he interrupted an Elias song. That bugged the crap out of me. Broken or GTFO, Matt Hardy.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
what
much.
I say.
Pretty much.
Anyways, he comes out.
They brawl.
Yeah.
Elias
Matt Hardy
leaves.
Kind of gets the best of him. Elias gets upset.
At least Matt Hardy's doing something.
That's true. Yes.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Roman Reigns versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. Let me ask you.
What?
When this match was booked, what was your percentage on Roman Reigns picking up this win?
Like 20%.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
No, I thought Miz was going to win. 80% chance Miz was going to win, 20% chance that Roman would win.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought for sure. I was like an 8. I was the opposite. I was like, oh, man, they're going to give that title to Roman tonight, huh? Because it was the main event.
Yeah.
They were doing like big after big four things.
Yeah.
And at this point, there's no conceivable way that Roman can. When's the last time Roman ate a pin? I mean, granted, they could do a DQ. That's why they could throw
the
match
out. Yeah, I thought it'd be.
But when's the last time Roman.
DQ.
When's the last time Roman ate a pin?
I don't remember. It's
been a very long time.
Yeah.
So I just had it in my head, man. He was leaving that IC title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. New Wrestling Observer. You're looking at him right
okay.
here. Okay. I won predictions. My speculation. I just need one good inside source.
There you go.
Call Road Dog.
There you go.
Call him up. Get him on the line.
And he says, Road Dog, you got any dirt for me? And you'll say, Oh, you didn't know?
Vince hates Finn Balor.
Really? Interesting. Interesting. So the T-Bar came out to run interference for The Miz. He hits skull-crushing finale on Reigns, but of course Reigns kicks out.
At that point when Reigns kicked out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, I already knew he had won before I even started watching
yeah,
the show.
Yeah.
So the Shield comes out, brawls with T-Bar, gets them out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
Reigns hits a spear, wins.
Mm-hmm.
New Intercontinental Champion. He is a Grand Slam champion now. He has won all four major belts.
All the belts. So when Roman vacates the title... On the Raw after Mania.
You don't have to vacate it. They've already established because Seth had both U.S. Championship and WWE Championship.
Yeah, but he's going to vacate it because it's the face thing to do. He's going to vacate it on the Raw after Mania. Miz will pick it back up in a tournament.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my early prediction okay. on who's going to get the IC title next.
All right.
Do you think, hold on a second.
What?
Do you think?
They're going to end WrestleMania with a Shield holding all the belts.
They're very likely.
Yeah.
And by the way, that'd be kind of awesome. Do you think that they would have him go on an extended run with both the Universal and IC? Are you serious? Get out of here. Not.
Goodness.
No kidding. That one felt messed up. Like a stabbing pain in the back of my throat.
Goodness. You should get that checked out.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah. Dark days lie ahead for
wow.
Steve here.
Mm.
Who's going to voice the voiceless?
You can just type in what you want to say in there and you have
Do the, you really think, yeah, Larson, that
robotic voice in your computer.
Roman Reigns will win and keep IC title
Wouldn't
and
surprise me.
Universal title.
Wouldn't surprise me.
After Mania.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Nah, man, Big Dog's going to vacate that shit.
Nah.
That's happening.
No, he's going to wear the Universal title and have the IC title over
oh,
his
just
back.
Slinging it over his back.
Yep.
Man, oh, man.
And then he'll have to wrestle twice a night,
mm-hmm.
defend both belts.
Yep. I'm telling you, man, Miz is going to pick it back up in a tournament. Solidify. How many wins is he away from being the greatest ever?
Three. three more reigns, yeah.
He's got six.
He's
Jericho
got
has
seven.
Nine.
He's got seven. Jericho has nine.
Okay.
So he has three more reigns to
pass. Gotcha.
Yeah, past Jericho.
All right.
But he's already held that the Intercontinental title more days than anybody. More than Jericho, though.
Who's anybody, though?
I think only Pedro Morales and Don Morocco were ahead of him.
Okay.
Because Pedro Morales and Don Morocco traded the Intercontinental title. Like, no one, they're the only two people that held that belt between, like, 81 and 83.
Oh, man.
But they both had huge extended runs.
As they did back then. Huge extended runs.
Yep.
Anyways, let's answer some questions, Larson.
Yes. Let's do that.
CM Punk finds it insulting. Power rank the things that would make Vince change Brock's opponent for the WrestleMania main event, not counting injuries.
But he didn't say anything about illness.
He wakes up on number five. He gets the merchandise sales back from Braun Strowman, and they're triple that of Roman Reigns.
Yeah. House show attendance. Higher when Braun's in the main event.
There you go. Four. Number three, Braun has to leave due to injury for 1 month. Ratings plummet. He comes back. Ratings shoot through the roof.
Like Attitude Era number sixes.
Yeah, sevens.
Yeah.
Yeah. 8.1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Competing with network television hit shows.
Two.
Roman quits.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
He's like, I'm tired of all this travel.
He walks out.
Yeah,
he quits. This isn't good enough for me.
Yeah.
Creative has nothing for me.
I'm going to go to New Japan.
Yeah. People say I can't wrestle. Watch. I'm gonna be a young lion.
Yep.
Yeah. Number one reason. Number one. Vince, the weird chemicals that make up his brain juice just fire off in a certain way, as they're prone to do on an hour-to-hour
like
basis.
Roman sneezes in front of him.
Yeah, Roman sneaky. He catches Roman at a meeting saying, man, I slept for 9 hours last night. It was a, what? That's sloth.
I know. Where's your work ethic? And then Roman sneezes. Yeah. Control yourself.
Discipline. Braun, you're up. Braun, how many hours did you sleep last night?
I didn't sleep at all last night. I slept in 3 weeks.
I eat sleep. I know.
Sleep is garbage.
Oh, man.
You're my kind of wrestler, Braun. When's the last time you sneezed? 1983.
Oh, man.
Michael Berry, what clean-shaven wrestler should grow a beard?
The Miz.
Yeah.
It should grow a beard.
Yeah, it'd be great if he left to shoot the movie and came back and it's like he went on an excursion.
He was like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he has a nice looking beard.
Yeah.
Well, depending on how long he's gone shooting the film, that would have to be, I mean, I don't know how far along Maurice is.
Oh, I would think it would start to enter into, she's about to have a baby.
Paternity leave, yeah. James Rodriguez, do you view Reigns' win in celebration with the Shield tonight to be some sort of rehearsal for after his inevitable win at WrestleMania for the Universal title? Yeah. It's a dry run.
Could be.
Tokyo Dome Hayes, when and how does Roman drop the Intercontinental title before Mania?
Won't happen.
Or does he become a double champ at Mania?
He becomes a double champ at Mania. He vacates it on the Raw after Mania.
Let's answer the first part of his question. If he were to drop it before Mania.
Miz. It's going back to the Miz.
You don't think it's possible after Braun is done with Kane?
No. Miz might get in a thing with Braun afterwards, but he's going to get the title back.
If it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Braun, though.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's anybody, it's Braun.
Yeah.
Or maybe Finn.
Hopefully Braun.
Regular Trevor. What does this mean for Mania? I've been told for a year now it'll be Lesnar v. Reigns. He can't hold both titles. Yeah.
Yeah, he can, and he will.
He will. Please reference Hogan v. Warrior.
The One Piece is real. Now that Roman is a Grand Slam champ along with Dean, how long do you think it'll take for Seth to complete his Grand Slam? He just needs the Intercontinental title.
Within 3 years. I mean, Seth is the kind of guy, he's already a main event guy, so they might do like a Daniel Bryan type IC thing, you know, just to get it on him.
Damian Clark, so how long until Roman gets the Cruiserweight title? I mean, if they want to pop ratings, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that'd be a good way to do it. Luis Laredo, given estimated time, Asuka will remain undefeated, and who do you think is going to be the one who pins her?
We did on episode of Matt Chat, we debated that.
Mm-hmm.
Both those questions, actually. I said Ember Moon was going to be the one that eventually beats her.
I said Charlotte, and they'll have like a series.
And I said probably about another year before she even is close to taking a loss.
Yeah.
Colin, Sonya Deville's call-up did not surprise me, but Mandy Rose's did. Does SmackDown Live get a couple women's call-ups tomorrow or tonight? If so, who do you think they will be? He's guessing the Iconic Duo. You wrote some names for me. I don't know if that's legit or not.
Yeah, neither do I. I'm not confirming or denying if it's... I was probably just clowning around. out of everybody on... in the women's division of NXT, who would you like to see get called up to SmackDown today?
It'd probably be Iconic Duo.
Yeah, probably me too. That'd be fantastic.
As long as Sandy's in NXT, Nikki Cross isn't coming up, Ember Moon's a champ. She's not going anywhere.
I agree.
Although it'd be kind of cool if in 3 months or so, they did like a Kevin Owens thing with Ember Moon.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Brought her up.
That'd be neat.
To challenge somebody.
I am a huge Ruby Riott fan.
Mm-hmm. She's good.
She's ready. She's totally ready for prime time. So I would love to see her get called up to SmackDown. I think it'd be so much fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be good too. Robert Haynes, do you guys think if Neville is supposed to come back and get out of the cruiserweight division, he should challenge Roman for the Intercontinental title at the Royal Rumble? He'll probably, if that happens, if he is exclusively on Raw and not on 205 Live, that's probably not going to happen until after Roman drops that belt.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'd actually prefer Neville to come back to SmackDown, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Challenge Baron for the United States Championship.
AJ. Challenge AJ for the WWE title.
That'd be great, too.
10-star match. I think that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Absolutely phenomenal. I didn't like a whole lot of questions, sorry.
What? No,
I mean, I didn't go through and like them.
Kevin Ross. What is the gimmick of Paige's new faction? Because I can't think of something all three have in common besides that they are all from NXT. What would you name the group?
Is there a Paige pun we can use for a faction name?
No, I don't have one.
It's a shame they called one of her finishers Rampage, because that'd be a good
that's a great one.
Faction name.
Yeah.
That'd been real good.
How about the same Page? Because you got the S for Sonya Deville, and then M for Mandy Rose, and then, of course, the word Page.
Page, yes. No, I understand. It's terrible,
which would represent the wrestler Page.
It's terrible, though.
Well, you come up with something then, Dad.
Jeez. I did. I said Rampage. That was good.
That's the name of her move.
Well, they should change that.
Idiot.
Change it.
Who's going to be called up today? Authors of Pain.
Official Fahad, Power Rank.
Power Rank.
The person who should have been sole survivor instead of Triple H. Well, it was him and Braun.
It should have been Braun.
Should have been Braun. If Team Raw was going to win, it should have been just Braun.
Yeah. Like, it would have been fun if they did something like what they did, but then there was still somebody left on SmackDown, and then Braun, like, chokeslams the crap out of Triple H.
And gets the win for himself.
He gets pinned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he pins the guy who just pinned Triple H.
That'd have been good.
Scott Hall's toothpick. It seems like every time NXT has a successful gimmick match, Vince has to steal the idea. Is that Drew?
Wait, say again?
Scott Hall's toothpick says, it seems like every time NXT has a successful gimmick match, Vince has to steal the idea from Maine.
Has NXT ever done a gimmick match that was unique?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, his question is, Power Rank, the best possible main roster war game matches. So like 3-on-3s.
Oh, imagine if they would do New Day versus Shield versus Wyatt family at their peak.
Ooh, that'd be good.
But let's say just what's going on now. So you have the Shield, you have New Day. We need another trio. What's another trio?
Sami Zayn,
Kevin Owens,
and the debuting Adam Cole Bebe. Because he's been in War Games before.
True, he's a veteran.
And they can call themselves the Mountain Rushmore Wrestling.
There you go. Perfect.
Wasn't the Roderick Strong on one of the versions?
V2, I believe.
V2. Is it Andrew Mullen? Is it too early for Sonya Deville to be called up? If so, is she going to be the next Apollo Crews? No. I'll tell you why. I think they had a lot higher hopes for Apollo Crews, and they called him up too early.
Mm-hmm.
Sonya Deville, I think they understand that she is a work in progress who probably can learn a lot from being on main roster.
Yeah. Your Indian translator, Mandy, do you think Mandy Rose got called up too quick or has been called up too quick? I feel like she could have easily be dubbed the new Eva Marie.
She can wrestle.
Yeah, she actually can wrestle a bit.
Mandy Rose, we've seen her live twice.
Yeah, against Asuka once. And then who'd she face in the most recent house show? She was in a tag match, wasn't she? No, she was in that match against...
Was she in the Fatal 4-Way? No.
No, it was against Ruby Riott, I think. Ruby Riott was involved
match. That could be.
She's a far better wrestler than Eva Marie was.
I do love that everybody... See, like, all the little sort of buzz on Twitter, like on our feed and just in wrestling Twitter in general, everybody's buzzing about the Iconic Duo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's...
Oh, then that pop Peyton Royce got it.
It's fantastic, man. It's so good.
Sean Holver, with Asuka being on Raw, do you think it's a bad idea to have Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville be on Raw? Since we all know they will eventually be fed to Asuka.
They're keeping Asuka away from that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they might start feeding her jobbers or, you know, again, or maybe, I don't know, get her into like a couple more matches with Dana Brooke maybe even, you know.
Ben Kirkwood, with Paige coming back to that huge pop, how can they continue her momentum with this new faction and get them all over? Wins.
Wait, say again, I'm sorry.
How can they keep the momentum going for Paige and her new faction and get them over?
Yeah, wins.
Wins.
Winning.
Winning does a lot.
I mean, here's the thing that they have to do. Set a goal and accomplish it. That was my thing about Bobby Roode that I mentioned a lot before. Yeah. He had a goal and he never really came back around to it, which I think made him not a very effective champion. Finn Balor never really talked, so I don't know what his goal was. But it was kind of implicit that it was kind of implied, rather, that it was to bring NXT to like kind of a next level. And I kind of feel like he did that as champion, mm-hmm. you know? But have a goal and accomplish it. If that means Paige picks up the women's title for a spell and then maybe she gets into a thing with Asuka by Mania.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Blue Monkey, what's the worst championship change of hand you have ever seen and why? Is it Roman getting the Intercontinental belt? That's not the worst. Roman getting the Intercontinental title is not the worst title win.
No, I like it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Look, man, they're going to do this Roman-Brock thing. I'm kind of... And it's a long-term thing that they're working on.
I mean, at this point, they're literally mortgaging everything on Roman.
Yeah, pretty much. We have a whole other show, SmackDown, that we can watch. We have NXT that we can watch. There's no Roman there. No Roman on SmackDown.
There's plenty of other wrestling promotions in this world.
There's... ten other feuds on Raw that you can enjoy.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's all right. Yeah. Not everybody has
belts
to have
belts aren't the end all be all.
As we've seen with Aleister Black versus Velveteen Dream.
Yes. Captivating feud, no belts involved.
Exactly.
Foxy the Foxy Fox. Hey there, friendos. Will the Miz become IC champion again or will he be moved up to the main event? Thanks, guys.
Nope. Miz is going to be next IC champion.
I think it'd be cool if he got a chance at after Reigns wins.
Mm-hmm.
Gets a chance for both the IC title and the Universal title.
Hey, that's one guy we haven't really talked about.
Who?
The Miz in terms of being next for Brock.
Yeah.
I don't see it. You don't see it. I know that. But it would be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what Brock would think about saying, hey, we're going to put you in a thing with the Miz. If Miz has been around for so long, Brock might be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. There could be a decent story there. The crowd would be huge behind Miz.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an idea.
That'd be something else. I don't see them pulling the trigger.
No, I don't
on
either.
It.
We don't know how long Miz is going to be gone shooting his film either.
All right. And playing daddy. Anyway, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Help music. There is some music for you. It's our music. Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.